各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
今天安息生日呢，早上用合神心意的侍奉做题目跟大家来查考。
This morning on Sabbath day, I'd like to use the topic "We serve after God's own heart" as our mutual encouragement。
要根据我们的读经进度啊，历代至上十三章啊，提出一些信息跟大家来分享。
According to our weekly Bible reading schedule, we'll be studying First Chronicle.Chapter 13. We'll use a topic there as our mutual encouragement.
我们现在请大家翻开历代志上第十三章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 13.
那这个故事呢，在撒母耳记下第六章也有记载。
The story is also recorded in Second Samuel chapter 6.
但是从历代志作者的角度呢，他要强调的是我们。不是神呢，要按照神的方法，而不是一般世界世人的方法。
But according to the author, the perspective of the author of First Chronicle, the point that he is stressing out is that when we serve God, we need to use God's way and not man's way.
那这里是在讲，如果我们有在跟着读经进度来读的话，我们历代志上，我们读完的家谱，接下来就要进入大卫他的国度。神祝福他的国度怎么样？从一开始在流亡当中，很快跳出了变很重要的国度。
In the book of Chronicles, First Chronicles, after studying the genealogy, then we go into the time of David. How from being persecuted, he became glorious.
然后他很多的勇士啊，大能的勇士帮助他建立这个国家。
And there are many brave men that helped him to establish his kingdom.
然后以色列各支派共同拥护他，让他当王。
All the tribes of Israel came to support him and made him the king.
那在第十二章讲到众民啊同心合意的立大卫当王以后，众人都非常的喜乐。
In chapter 12, mentioned that after all the men supported David and crowned him the king, they were all very joyous.
哦，所以最后一节哈，十二章的第四十节哈，最后就写哈，以色列众民都非常欢喜。
In the last verse of chapter 12, verse 40, all people were joyous.
啊，那接下来呢，这个十三章就进入大卫呢，他要把这个约柜啊，神的约柜印到大卫城里面来。
Then chapter 13 began to describe how David will bring back the ark into the city of David.
那因为历代志呢，他的重点是在讲这个敬拜神的事情，所以他就没有把约柜为什么不见的这个故事记下来。
Because the point of the chronicle is to describe the way that we should serve our God, so it did not go into the detail as to why the ark was missing in the first place.
那这个约柜跑到别的地方去，约柜应该是要在会幕里面的。
The ark was supposed to be in the tent of meeting.
那是他约柜跑到别的地方去，是因为以色列百姓他们让约柜被掳了，他们错误的心态，错误的做法，神让约柜被掳走。
Because the Israelites did wrong in the eyes of God, they used their own way, so God allowed the ark to be captured by another nation.
所以就是被腓力斯人拿去的，所以在撒母耳记上的第五章呢，就讲这个约柜的漂流历史。
And ark was been taken away by the Philistines. So in the First Samuel chapter 5, describe how the ark was taken away.
如果我们有，因为我们在读这一章的过程里面呢，其实如果能够去读撒母耳记上第五章，会比较了解为什么会约柜整个过程呢。
And as we study this chapter in First Chronicles, we can also refer back to First Samuel chapter 5, and then we'll understand the background behind the ark.
那这个约柜被掳去每一个地方，约柜停留的地方，那个地方人都遭殃了。
Everywhere that ark was placed, the woe came to the people over there.
那因为这个约柜是神特别指示以色列百姓他要在这个地方以百姓相会的地点。
Because ark is a place that God had promised that he will meet his people there.
那是在以色列百姓出埃及走旷野路的时候，特别指示摩西建立起来的会幕。
And it's supposed to be in the tabernacle or tent of meeting that God told Moses to build for him when they left Egypt.
那甚至当约柜被送回来的时候，连在以色列地的人，他们都不知道说要怎么样对待这个约柜。
Even when ark was brought back to Israel, even the people at the time didn't know how they should treat the ark.
所以我们现在因为要让我们更明白，所以我们现在先看撒母耳记上第六章。
In order to help us understand this a little better, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记上第六章。
1 Samuel chapter 6.
这个约柜到腓力士地啊去漂流了七个月。
Ark was in the Philistine land for about 7 months.
我们看第六章的第一节，撒母耳记上六章一节。
1 Samuel chapter 6 verse 1.
神的约柜在腓力士人的地方七个月了，第二节。
2.
那腓力士人将祭司和占卜的聚了来，问他们说：“我们向神的约柜应当怎样行呢？请指示我们用何法将约柜送回原处。”他们就说：“第三节，若要将以色列神的约柜送回去，不可以空空地送回去，必要给他献赔罪的礼物，然后你们可得痊愈，并知道他的手为何不离开你们。”第四节
，4.
腓力士人就说。那应当用什么献为赔罪的礼物呢？他们回答说，当照腓力士首领的数目，用五个金痔疮，五个金老鼠，啊，因为在你们众人和你们首领的身上都是一样的灾。第五节。
Five.
所以当制造你们痔疮的像和毁坏你们田地老鼠的像，并要归荣耀给以色列的神，或者他向你们和你们的神，并你们的田地把所放轻些。第六节
，Six，
你们为何硬着心像埃及人和法老一样呢？神在埃及人中间行的奇事，埃及人岂不释放以色列人，他们就去了吗？第七节
，Seven，
现在你们应当造一辆新车，将两只未曾负轭有乳的母牛套在车上，使牛犊回家去，离开母牛。第八节
，Eight，
把神的约柜放在车上。将所献赔罪的金物装在夹子里，放在柜旁，将柜送去。这一段呢，就讲当初约柜怎么从腓力士地被送回以色列地的过程。
This passage describes how the ark was returning to Israel from the Philistine territory.
这个约柜被祭司抬到战场上去，然后被腓力士的军队掳走的。
The ark was carried to the battlefield by the priest, Israel priest, and it was captured away by the Philistine when they lost the war.
所以其实从一开始约柜进到以色列人的营地，然后被抬出去战场上，从来没有用过车子载的。
From the time that the ark was has been in the camp of the Israelites to the time that it was carried out to the battlefield, it was never once on a cart.
那可是现在。腓力士人他们因为这个约柜来到，每一个地方都遭受很大的损失啊，他们现在就害怕了。
And the Philistines were afraid because everywhere the ark was placed, plague and disaster struck them.
约柜走过了每一个地方，他们通通不欢迎，所以最后说赶快送回去。
So everywhere the ark traveled to, ark was not welcome, so the Philistines wanted to return the ark back to Israel.
那现在要怎么送回去？他们就问腓力士人的祭司跟占卜的啦。
But now, as to how to ship the ark back to Israel, they asked the priests and the diviners.
那他们这个指示是说要赔罪的礼物哦。
And so the sign they got was to offer the guilt offering to him.
他们就做了这两个，这个五个金痔疮跟五只金老鼠。
So they made the five golden tumors and the five golden rats.
你就知道他们在这个做。在赔罪礼物上，这个全部都是他们腓力士人的想法。
So from here you can see that when they made the guilt offering, they were doing it according to their tradition or their will.
那现在要送回去，他们现在很肯定的说，这些灾殃是从这个约柜来的，从神来的。所以呢，他说不要像埃及人一样，埃及人已经受苦受很多了，我们都知道，我们不可以跟埃及人一样。不让这个约柜回去了。
Once they're certain that all the disasters and plague came to them because of the ark, they did not want to be like the Egyptians and the Pharaohs, who were whose heart was very hardened, and they didn't want to send the Israelites out.
那他们就受了很多灾，很多的很多苦啊。
And because of this, they were punished and treated harshly.
所以现在你们一定要让他去。
But now they have to let the ark go back.
你们要造一辆新车哦，然后把这个约柜放在车上送回去，用牛把它载回家。
And now get a new car ready and the two cows that have calves and have never been yoked.
那他们就真的看到说，哎，这件事情果然哦，照着他们这个祭司所说的，这件事情真的是。他们所做的灾殃真的出于这个以色列的神，所以他们现在看到约柜回去了，他们就很放心了。
And they realized that all the disasters and the plagues came to them because of the ark, because the Israel God. So they were at peace when they were ready to send the ark back to Israel.
好，那现在约柜送回来了，那到了这个博士麦这个地方，第十四节。
Verse 14, after the ark came to the Beth of Shemesh.
哦，第十四节说，车子到了博士麦人约书亚的田间呢，就站住了。然后在那里有一块大磐石，他们就把车劈了，将两只母牛献给神为燔祭。
Verse 14, the car came to the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh, and there it stopped beside a large rock. The people chopped up the wood of the cart and sacrificed the cows as a burnt offering to the Lord.
哦，然后在这个地方呢。第十五节特别说，这个时候利未人来了。利未人将神的约柜和装金物的夹子拿下来，放在大磐石上。当日博士麦人将燔祭和平安祭献给神。
Verse 15, the Levites took down the ark of the Lord, together with the chest containing the gold objects, and placed them on the large rock. On that day, the people of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offering and made sacrifice to the Lord.
他们现在知道回来第一件事情哦，先献祭，所以。用那个车子当柴，然后把母牛犊啊献上。
They know the first thing they need to do is make burnt offering to the Lord, so they broke down the cart and burn it as a wood and to offer their burnt sacrifice.
那接下来呢，我们现在看到第十九节。
Verse 19.
这个神呢，因为博士麦人擅关他的约柜啊，就击杀他们七十人。那时有五万人在那里，百姓因神大大击杀他们，就哀哭了。
Verse 19, but God struck down some of the men of the Beth Shemesh, putting 70 of them to death, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. The people mourned because of the heavy blow the Lord had dealt them.
好，那现在从腓力斯地约柜回到了以色列地，到博士麦这个地方，现在这里的人哦，也因为神击杀他们，现在就哀哭了。现在啊，他们一定觉得说，哎呀，这个约柜来了，真的是带来了不好的事。
The ark left the Philistine territory, now came to Beth Shemesh. Even there, God struck them. So the people there thought that the ark was not, did not bring blessing to them.
这也所谓的博士麦人擅关神的约柜啊，这不是只是说在外面看而已。
The here said that the people at the Beth Shemesh had looked into the ark of the Lord. It didn't mean that they just look at the outside of the ark.
我们知道约柜是一个箱子嘛，木箱子啊。
We all know that ark is a wooden box.
然后它上面有两个，有基督伯，有施恩座。
And on the top is the cherubims and the grace, the throne of grace.
所以这里的善观神的约柜，其实如果你看英文就很清楚，是 look into， 是看里面去的。
And so here's more clear.
打开看看里面到底什么东西啊？这么好奇啊
It's more clear here in English translation that they had looked into the ark because they're curious what's in there.
那个。约柜里面连大祭司都不敢看的。
Because the content of the ark cannot be looked at, not even the great priest.
你看当初神要摩西造完约柜以后啊。
When God instructed Moses to finish building the ark.
把会幕立起来，把约柜放在至圣所里面，用那个帐幕把它隔起来。
God told Moses to put the ark in the tabernacle and cover the holy of holy with a curtain.
有几个人曾经真的把约柜打开看看里面什么东西。
There has been a few people that actually opened the ark to see what's in there.
这在神要摩西把那个两块法板放进去以前，基本上里面是空的了。
Before God instructed Moses to put the two tablets of stone in there, it was once empty.
哦，所以基本上那个约这个约柜。连大祭司都一年一次进去，只是拿血去弹在那个约柜的这个角而已，他没有人敢看里面是什么。
Once a year, even when the great priest go into the tabernacle to make sacrifice, he only sprinkled the blood on the foot of the ark. No one dared to look inside.
但是现在博士麦的人，他们是擅观神的约柜。
But now the people at Beth Shemesh actually looked into the ark.
他们本来在这个地方，他们献祭。献平安祭跟燔祭给神的时候也是很欢喜的，因为献平安祭的时候事实上是欢乐的。
And it would, they were very at peace and joyful when they made the burnt offering and the offering sacrifice to God. They were very joyous at the time.
一定是觉得说，哇，感谢主，你看这个约柜现在已经终于送回来了。他们腓力斯人知道哈，这个我们的神与我们同在，这个是轻慢不得的。
They were joyful because they know that Ark has been returned by the Philistine, and they know that the Israel God cannot be blasphemed.
但是现在换他们现在上官约柜之后，他就被击杀了70人了。
However, now is their turn because after they looked into the Ark, 70 of them were struck by God.
他说当时有50,000人在那里啊，表示很多群众了。当然这个数字啊。可能是估计的了。
There were about estimated 50,000 people there. That means that there were a lot of people there.
我们现在说这个，比如说这个游行有几个多少人参加，这个都是估计的数目了。
For example, when we estimate how many people are in a parade, that's merely an approximate number.
除非一个一个算嘛，就是像数点百姓一个一个算才知道几万。所以这个时候呢，这多少人在那里，事实上是估计的数字出来的。
Unless you actually number the crowd, it's just an estimate. Same concept applied to the people here.
但是就是很多人在当场在那里啊。
But that means a lot of people were there at the time.
那所以他们现在把这个约柜当做一个什么东西，很好奇啊，每一个人都想要去看看到底里面是什么。
And they treated Ark as merely an object. All of them are curious to see what's in the Ark.
这其实对神一个非常非常不尊重的一个做法，对以色列百姓来说。
But this is an action that shows a tremendous amount of disrespect towards God.
因为只有大祭司有机会嘛，现在好不容易，现在每个人都有机会了。
Because only the great priest has a chance to look at the Ark. Now everyone can see into the Ark.
因为他们这个动作，神击杀70个人。
Because of what they did, God struck 70 of them.
好了，现在博士麦人他们现在换他们恐慌了。
And now the people at Beth Shemesh were mourning.
二十节说，谁能在神这圣洁在主以这圣洁的神面前势力呢？这约柜可以从我们这里送到哪里去呢？
Verse 20, then the man of Beth Shemesh asked, "Who can stand in the presence of the Lord, the Holy God? To whom would the ark go up from there?"
然后呢？第二十一节就打发人去见基列耶林的居民，说：“腓力斯人将神的约柜送回来了，你们下来把约柜接到你们那里去吧。”
Verse 21, then they sent the messenger to the people of Kiriath Jearim, saying, "The Philistines had returned the ark to the Lord. Come down and take it up to your place."
结果最后约柜就真的被送到基列耶林这个地方来。过了二十年。
Truly, then they came to get the ark. Ark was carried to Kiriath Jearim, this place for the next 20 years.
那这个基列耶林这里，这个是一个地点，那是放在谁的家？放在第七章第一节那里说的亚比拿达的家里。
Kiriath Jearim is just a place, and the ark was placed at the home of Abinadab's home.
然后他说分派他的儿子以利亚撒看守神的约柜。
And he consecrated Eleazar, his son, to guard the ark of the Lord.
好，那就这样子，约柜在这个地，在这个人的家里就过二十年哦。
So ark was there in that person's home for the next 20 years.
这二十年其实就是大卫他当王的时候，他一开始在希伯伦做王七年。
In Hebron, David was there for as a king for 7 years. This 20 years is during the reign of David.
因为约柜被掳的时候，就是。约柜被掳的时候，就是扫罗被杀的时候嘛。
Because when the ark was being taken away, it was a time that King Saul died.
那所以现在约柜流浪出去，扫罗死的时候，接下来换大卫当王啊。
After Saul died, then David became a king.
然后大卫在希伯伦七年之后，接下来十三年，他就到大卫城到。耶路撒冷去当王了。
After David was a king at Hebron for 7 years, then he went into the city of David, continue his kingship for the next 13 years.
所以现在一共过了二十年，这个约柜都在这个亚比拿大家里面。
So now 20 years have passed. This ark continued to be at Abinadab's house.
那现在第七章第二节是说，以色列全家都倾向神。
Chapter 7 verse 2 says.
我的意思了哈，然后是意思。第二节。
Chronicles.
撒母耳记上七章二节。
1 Samuel 7:2, that all the people of Israel mourned and sought after the Lord.
哦，这里我们英如果听看英文就会发现不一样啊，因为我们中文是说以色列全家倾向神啊。
Because in Chinese it translates that all the people of Israel had turned towards God.
那但是英文跟原来的文章啊是说，他是说哀求神，是很哀痛哦，很伤心啊，仰望神呢、啊。
But in English, it clearly says that the Israel mourned and sought after the Lord.
哦，所以这是他们现在对这个约柜放在这个亚比拿大家里面，跟摩西的律法里面所规定要放的位置完全不一样啊！这是怎么一回事呢？
So the Israelites were wondering what happened to the ark because it's very different from where it's supposed to be according to the Mosaic law.
那所以这个就是这个二十年里面啊，这个约柜的这个历史。
And this is the history behind the ark for that 20-year duration.
现在大卫当王了。
Now David is a king.
那我们现在看回来历代志上第十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicle chapter 13.
也就是说这二十年里面其实以色列人的信仰因着大卫当王他们现在有个转机了。
And now they believe in the 20 years, the faith of the Israel changed because David became a king.
他现在要想到这个约柜竟然漂流在某某人的家里他现在要把它赢回来。
And David realized that this ark was parked at a certain person's house, so he wanted to bring the ark back.
他其实大卫他为他自己建了这个宫殿之后皇宫之后他就想到神的约柜还住在帐幕里面他其实本来就有想要盖圣殿的。
After David built his own palace, he realized that the ark of God was still sitting in a tent, so he wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
那一方面也是大卫他想要让这个神的会幕哦，这个会幕也一样移到耶路撒冷来，因为耶路撒冷现在是大卫的行政中心嘛，这是他的首都啊。
David wanted to bring the ark back and the tabernacle back to Jerusalem because now Jerusalem is the capital city of David's kingdom.
所以他现在把最好把这个约柜哦也放在同一个地方，所以现在耶路撒冷就变成全国的政治跟宗教中心都一起。
David wanted to bring the ark back to Jerusalem, so now the Jerusalem can be the center of religion and the center of the country.
那他这个想法其实是。也很不错，因为他是关心的神的约柜的位置的。
This was a good thought because he cared about where the ark of God is.
他想到说，我住这么好的房子，那神是约柜是住在这个帐篷里面。
He realized that he lives in a beautiful palace, but yet the ark of God is in a tent.
但首先一定要把约柜先带回来吧。
But first he had to bring the ark back.
啊，那所以十三章第一节，我们现在看。他现在要把约柜带回来的时候，他去找谁问呢
？And chapter 13 verse 1, when he wants to bring the ark back, who did he ask first?
我们看第一节，历代志上十三章第一节，大卫以千夫长、百夫长，就是一切首领商议。
Chapter 13 verse 1, David conferred with each of his officers, the commanders, and thousands of commanders, commanders of thousands, commander of hundreds.
那就是说，现在他是找这些军人哦。来讨论一下说把这个约柜运回来把那个会幕哦盖在耶路撒冷好不好啊
In other words, he first consulted with his commanders, the military men, whether it's a good idea or not to bring the ark back to Jerusalem.
那这个约柜要回来呢当然就有很多很多事情要配合了。
In order to bring the ark back, there are a lot of things that they need to cooperate.
好所以呢你现在我们要注意看他现在找人商量的对象是谁了哈
？And so now you can first see who are the people he consulted with first.
然后第二节，大卫就对以色列全会众说：“你们若以为美啊，见这事是出于主我们的神，那我们就差遣人走遍以色列地，见我们未来的弟兄，就是没有到这个地方的弟兄，又见住在有郊野之城的祭司利未人，使他们都到这里来聚集。”
Verse 2, then he said to the whole assembly of Israel, if it seems good to you, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send word afar and wide to the rest of our brethren throughout the territories of Israel, and also the priests and Levites who are with them in their towns and pasture lands. Come and join us.
所以他现在是要把祭司立位人都找来，就是很多因为 有一些人还是没有到耶路撒冷城来嘛。
Now he wants to bring all the priests and Levites back because there are still some of them that do not live in the city of Jerusalem.
那现在这个大卫他本身也是蛮有民主素养的。你看他说，你们若以为美的话，那如果觉得说这是出于神，那我们就这样做，我们大家共同同意去把这些祭司立位人都找来耶路撒冷。
And from here we can see that David was very cultivated. He was very polite and told them that if it seems good to you and if it's a will of our God, then let us do this.
好，那所以呢，第三节说我们要把神的约柜运到我们这里来哦，因为在扫罗年间，我们没有在约柜前求问神呢。
Verse 3, let us bring the ark of our God back to us, for we did not inquire of it during the reign of Saul.
哦，那所以他们这个约柜要运回来，当然要有祭司立位人，他先准备这些人哦，要服侍的人先来了。
In order for the ark to return back to Israel, first they need to prepare for the priests and the Levites to serve before the ark.
他也讲原因，为什么我们需要这样做？因为扫罗做王这一年间，我们没有去在耶柜前求问神，就是我们把神放在一边去了啦。
And he explained to them that the reason he wanted to do this is because during the reign of Saul, he did not inquire of God, so they have put God aside for a long time.
第四节，全会众就说哇。都说可以这样行啊，这是在众民眼中看为好。
Verse 4, the whole assembly agreed to do this because it seemed right to all the people.
哇，那表示说现在这个事情是全民一致同意的哦，这个是大家要一起来参与的哦。
In other words, this is approved unanimously by all the people. They all agreed to cooperate.
那现在就要去把约柜请回来嘛。
So now they need to bring the ark back.
那现在在接下来的历代志上呢，他就写得很简单。我们现在先去跳回来看撒母耳记下第六章。
Then this event was described very briefly in the book of First Chronicles. So let's refer back to First Samuel.
看历代志下。Second.
Second Samuel. I'm Second Chronicles.
撒母耳记下第六章的。
Second Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记下第六章。
Second Samuel chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse
1. 第六章第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
大卫又聚集以色列中所有挑选的人三万。
David began to brought together out the Israel chosen men 30,000 in all.
表示说现在大卫哦，他现在要去请把耶柜运回来啊，他现在挑三万人，哇，这个就是一个非常庞大的这个行列了。
In order to bring the ark back to Jerusalem, David chose 30,000 men.
他其实用这个很大的场面要来运回这个约柜，其实他表示他当时的心态啊，不合圣经里面那时候神律法所规定的。
He chose so many people and made a big scene to bring the ark back to Jerusalem. Actually, it was not according to the law at the time.
这个王的荣耀胜过神的荣耀了，说实在的。
Because the truth is, the glory of the king has surpassed the glory of God.
那所以呢，现在连大卫自己本身都去，他亲自出马。
And David even went himself.
好，所以哦，我们就知道说这个场面是很大，大家都同意的，所以现在派了三万人一起来哦。
This has been approved by all the people, so now David sent out 30,000 men.
所以这个就是说，我们今天如果一件事情是众人同意的，大家一起做的时候，会很多人参与。
And this tells us that if today all of us agree to do something together, then everybody should participate.
那这个就是他们当时大家都觉得说这一件事情很好。
At the time, everybody think that was a good thing to do.
好，那现在呢，我们现在看因为我们在第六章嘛，所以我们就看第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六章我们看第三节，撒母耳记下六章三节。
Second Samuel chapter 6 verse
3. 第二节这里有一个名词叫做巴拉犹大呢，其实这个就是基列耶林这个地方呢。第二节说大卫起身率领跟随他的众人前往，要从巴拉犹大将神的约柜运来。这个巴拉犹大就是基列耶林的另外一个名字的。
Chapter in verse 2, the Bala of Judah, that's the same place of Kiriath Jearim.
好，那现在看第三节。
Verse 3.
那他们就将神的约柜从冈上亚比拿达的家里面抬出来，放在新车上。亚比拿达的两个儿子乌撒跟亚希约就 干，这有新车了。第三节。
Verse 3, they set the ark of God on a new car and brought it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, son of Abinadab, were guiding the new car with the ark of God on it.
好，那现在他们是也是特别准备一辆新车，把那个约柜放上去的。
They also prepare a new car and place the ark on top of the cart.
那这个做法呢，我们如果还记得的话，就是当初腓力斯人他们的祭司占卜的说的方法，把这个约柜放在新车上送回来。
If you remember, this is a way that's recommended by the priests and the diviners of the Philistines. They recommended that's how they should bring the ark back to Jerusalem.
那他们现在用一样的方式把这个约柜放在新车上，然后请亚比拿大两个儿子乌撒跟亚希约来赶车。
And with the same way, they placed the ark on the cart and asked the two sons of Abinadab, Uzzah and Ahio, to guide the cart.
那第四节是说亚希约是在约柜在柜前行走的走在前面。
And verse 4 says that Ahio was walking in front of it.
然后全部的人以色列大卫跟以色列家全家在神面前就用各样的乐器大声的作乐跳舞来欢迎约柜回来。
David and the whole house of Israel were celebrating and making music and singing to bring the ark back.
这个用车子来载约柜这就是外邦人的方法了。
To use a car to carry the ark back, that's a method by the foreigners.
那神的方法就当时候以色列百姓祭司立位人他们都很清楚的。
The way that's instructed by the Lord should have been very clear to the priest and the Levites.
那现在众人他们现在一定很一个很期待的心情说现在神终于要回神的约柜终于要回来了。这里在撒母耳记下第六章特别说这是神坐在两个基督伯上神留名的约柜，这是在那里有神的施恩座的地方，表示神临在的那个代表了。
Everyone now anticipated and excited about bringing the ark back because ark is a place where the cherubim and the mercy throne is and that's where God is.
他们已经离开神的这个法则太远了，他们现在连祭司也都忘记说这个约柜应该是要怎么处理的了。
They have departed from the laws of God for too long that they don't remember how they should bring the ark back.
也就是说对神所规定的方式他们已经觉得无所谓了。
In other words, they don't think it's a big deal to follow God's commands and instructions.
神要这个祭司立位人他们怎么来处理约柜呢？
What did God wanted them to do? How did God wanted them to handle the ark?
我们现在看一下神的方法是民数记第十章。
Let's look at Book of Numbers chapter 4 to see what is God's way.
民数记四章的十五节。
Numbers chapter 4 verse 15.
这是神特别在旷野的时代特别跟这些祭司立位人一再重复强调的。
This is during the time wandering in the wilderness. God stressed this to the Levites and to the priests.
第四章是在讲歌侠子孙的工作。
In chapter 4, describe the job of the Kohathites.
那这是那个第四章一开始，这个整章都在讲歌侠子孙他们要做的事嘛？哈。
So chapter 4 describe the duty of the Kohathites.
那我们现在看十五节。
Verse 15.
将要起营的时候，亚伦和他儿子把圣所和圣所的一切器具遮盖完了，歌侠的子孙就要来抬，只是不可摸圣物，免得他们死亡。会幕里的这些物件是歌侠子孙所当抬的。请读。
Verse 15. After Aaron and his son had finished covering the holy furnishings and all the holy articles, and when the camp is ready to move, the Kohathites are to come to do the carrying. But they must not touch the holy things, or they will die. The Kohathites are to carry those things that are in the tent of meeting.
这个特别强调这些圣所里面，他们要拔营的时候，那个过程是亚伦他们最后都说完以后，亚伦跟他儿子要把圣所跟圣所一切器具把它。
And here mentioned that when the tent is, before the tent is ready to move, Aaron, his son, are to cover up the furnishing of the whole, cover the holy furnishings.
然后哥西亚只是来抬，用抬的抬走。
Then the Kohathites then, and his people come to carry the articles.
连去摸都不可以了。
They're not even allowed to touch it.
好，那现在看那个第十八节。
Verse 18.
这是神。神小谕摩西亚伦说的十八节
Verse 18.
好，你们不可以将哥辖人的支派从利未人中剪除19节
19.
他们挨近至圣物的时候，亚伦和他儿子要进去派他们个人所当办的所当抬的，这样带他们，好使他们活着不致死亡。
Verse 18, see that the Kohathites' tribal clans are not cut off from the Levites, 19, so that they may live and not die when they come near the most holy things. Do this for them. Aaron and his sons are to go into the sanctuary and assign each man his work and what he is to carry.
20节说，只是他们连片石都不可以进去观看圣所，免得他们死亡。
Verse 20, but the Kohathites must not go in and look at the holy things, not even for a minute, for a moment, or they will die.
这里所看到就是神的那个原则非常清楚，而且很清楚了。
And here God's principle is very clearly written here.
那这个约柜是要用固定的人去抬的。
So the ark must be carried by a certain assigned person.
那现在大卫他们去派了这么多人去迎接的时候，他们是把它放在新车上面。
When David and his people went to bring the ark back, yet they put the ark on the cart.
是的，这个亚比拿达这两个儿子，他们应该是利未人。
The two sons of Abinadab were supposed to be Levites.
那他们对这个神的律法应该是不陌生才对的。
They should be very familiar with God's laws.
因为在这二十年当中，这个以利亚撒跟他这个两个儿子，他们就是在约柜前服侍的。
Because in that 20 years, Eleazar and his two sons were serving God in front of the ark.
我们这里所要看到的是，我们现在看回来历代志上的第十三章。
Let's turn back to First Chronicle chapter 13.
历代志上十三章。
First Chronicle 13.
十三章，我们现在从第九节开始看了。
Let's start from verse 9.
第九节。
9.
他们现在把约柜印放在车上，这样送回来，又大家一起跳歌，唱歌跳舞。然后到了第九节说，到了基顿的禾场，因为牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住约柜。
In verse 9, when they came to the threshing floor of Kedon, Uzzah reached out his hand to steady the ark because the oxen stumbled.
然后第十节就说，神就向他发怒，因为他伸手扶住约柜击杀他，他就死在神面前了。
Verse 10, the Lord's anger burned against Uzzah. He struck him down because he had put his hand on the ark, so he died before the Lord.
哇，那这个场面就真的在众人很欢乐当中啊，突然间一个意外啊。
And
during
the time of happiness and excitement, because this accident happened, people were sad.
那包括大卫，他都说第十一节说，大卫因为神击杀乌撒，心里愁烦，就称那地方为比列斯乌撒，直到今日。
Verse 11, David was angry because the Lord's wrath had broke against Uzzah, and to this day, this place is called Perez Uzzah.
你看那个大卫心里愁烦，他是 displeased， 他是不高兴的，很不高兴的。
And David actually he was very displeased by what happened.
就是说，哎，怎么会这个人怎么做这个动作之后就死了，就被神击杀呢？马上哦。
He was displeased by the fact that this person was struck by God immediately when he touched the ark.
然后现在大卫给这个地方取一个名字，做一个纪念呢。
And so David named this place as a memorial place.
在圣经里面，一个地方发生一件事情的时候，通常他们都会取个名字。
In the Bible, when certain things took place in a place, and they would give that place a name.
那所以每次想到这个名字的时候，就想到这件事情是怎么发生的。
So every time they remember, they think about the name, they will remember what happened there.
那所以今天表示说这件事情，这个地方乌撒被神击杀当场，对大卫来说，他有一个很大的冲击。
And to David, he was shaken because Uzzah died there, and he was struck down by God.
那个名字就一直流传到直到今日，就是当时候作者在写的时候，直到今日都还在，大家都还这样称那个地方那个地名。
And that place was still called to that day, to the day that this book was written.
然后那日第十二节，大卫就惧怕神，说：“那神的约柜怎么可以印到我这里来呢？”
In verse 12, David was afraid of God that day and asked, "How can I ever bring the ark of God to me?"
他现在本来有个这么美好的那个想要把神送迎回来耶路撒冷这个心意，他现在突然改变了。
Because he originally had the heart of bringing the ark of God back to Jerusalem, now his mind changed.
众人都以为美的，而且众人也这么多人来去迎接耶和华，这个做法到最后换大卫生气。大卫害怕神，他不要把耶和华送回来耶路撒冷。
And this thing was agreed by all the people, and it was supposed to be very a joyous event. But because what happened, David was wondering if he should bring the ark back.
那这个转折点就是乌撒被神击杀。
And the pivotal point, the turning point, is that Uzzah was struck down by God.
好了，那现在在半路上，那怎么办？那现在耶和华要去哪里
？So now in the middle of nowhere, where should they bring the ark to?
是这么多人在一起的，你在想现在这个场面要怎么收拾
？There are so many people gathered together. So how can what can he do?
好，最后呢，我们现在看第十三节。
Verse 13.
好，于是大卫就不将约柜运到大卫的城，却运到加特人俄别以东的家里。
Verse 13, he did not take the ark.To be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite.
然后现在第十四节，神的约柜在俄贝以东家里三个月，神赐福给俄贝以东的家和他一切所有的。
Verse 14, the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed his household and everything he did.
从这里啊，从这个最后的结局，我们看到有一个事实。
So from this conclusion, we can see a fact.
最后是找了这个俄贝以东的家里，去把约柜暂时放在那里。
And finally, they found the home of Obed-Edom and temporarily placed the ark there for 3 months.
我们不知道说这个俄贝以东这个人是怎么被选出来的。
We don't know how they came to choose Obed-Edom.
但至少这个人一定要同意。现在约柜那就换到我家来了。
But at least this person need to agree that the ark should be placed at his house.
在那里停留三个月，神祝福给他的家跟他一切所有的。
While the ark was there for 3 months, God had blessed his household and everything he did.
那这是一个很强烈的对比。当时候是这么样，本来一个很欢乐，变得很忧伤、很害怕，到最后又变成一个是很蒙福。众人很喜乐的一个结局啊。
So here's a major contrast from something that was supposed to be happy and joyful to something that is cursed by God, finally to something that is blessed by God.
那就是这个家庭最后因为说接受约柜来去放这三个月里面，他们这个家真的是哇意想不到，那个福气从天上掉下来的。
Because his family agreed to accept the ark for 3 months, because of that, God showered down his blessing from the heaven towards his family.
那我们现在看这件事情。来想想什么叫做合神心意的侍奉。
So from here, let us think about what does it mean to serve after God's own heart.
大卫他本来有一个好的心。
David had a good heart.
那他现在用的方式却是不是神的方法。
But the way he used was not according to God's way.
他是行自己眼中看为对的事。
He did what he thought was right.
他当时候所做的方法并不是神眼中看为正的哦。
The way that he did was not righteous in the eyes of God.
啊，其实神一直都在强调给他的百姓强调说，我们一定要行神眼中看为正的事。
And God once time after time point out to his people that they have to do things according to what's right in the eyes of God.
可是我们人一般的看法都会这样子，我认为这样很好，所以就是我认为正的是对的事。我就很想要去做了。
And but to most people, if we think something is right, then we want to do it.
那当时我们看这样，像这一节，当时候在旷野的时候，神所特别提醒的，《生命记》第十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
生命记第十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
看第八节。
Verse
8. 第八节说：“我们今日在这里所行的是个人行。”自己眼中看为正的事，你们将来不可这样行。
Verse 8, you are not to do as we do here today. Everyone sees, everyone as he sees fit.
至少就当时候大卫来说，他认为把这个约柜用新车载回来，这个就是对的。
To David, he thought it was a right thing to do to bring the ark back on a cart.
就乌撒来说，他当时候觉得现在 牛虱前蹄约柜有可能会掉下去，他用手去扶的也是对的。
To Uzzah, he saw that the ox had stumbled, that the ark might fall on the floor. It was right to him to stretch out his arm to save the ark.
但是这个他认为眼中自己眼中认为对的事，却是神所不喜悦的事。
But what he thought was right was actually displeasing to God.
结果就是乌撒死在神面前，大卫惧怕神，不敢把约柜迎回耶路撒冷了。
The result is that Uzzah was struck down and died before God, and David was displeased and was fearful to bring the ark back to city of David.
然后那个福气本来是要临到整个国家的，现在就专门给了俄别伊东这个家庭。
And that blessing was supposed to be given to the entire kingdom, but now only given to the family of Obed-Edom.
所以我们现在服侍神，合神心意的服侍，第一个要求就是要按照神的旨意行神眼中看为正的事。
So today, when we serve God, the first thing we need to do is do what is right in the eyes of God, and do things pleasing to God.
我们现在个人眼中看为正的事，通常都从我们的环境、我们的所受的教育来的。
And what we think is right, what we see as fit, usually comes from our background or our education or our environment.
从我们周围的人，大家共同认为说这个方法是对的，是好的，我们都会这样去遵行了。
And if it's agreed by everyone around us, then we think that's right.
但是神告诉我们说，我们不可以这样做。
But God tells us that we cannot do this.
我们服侍神一定要按照神的方法。
When we serve God, we need to serve according to God's way.
我们要很清楚的知道神的法则。
We need to clearly know God's laws and decrees.
那这样子，我们就可以永远得福。
Only then we can receive the blessings forever.
我们所做的事情蒙神悦纳。
Then everything we do will be pleasing to God.
那也会让所有的参与这件工作，每一个人都会看到，哇，神真的是。有恩典有福气的神。
Then everyone that participate in the work will see that God is a God of blessings and He give us grace.
我们现在看《申命记》十二章二十八节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 12.
行做自己眼中看为正的事情，跟行神眼中看为是有两个截然不同的结果了。
To do things that we see fit in our eyes, is very different from doing things that are pleasing God's eyes. The results are different.
看第二十八节。
28.
你要谨守遵从我所吩咐的一切话，行神主你神眼中看为善为正的事，这样你和你的子孙就可以永远享福。
Verse 28, be careful to obey all the regulations I am giving you, so that it may always go well with you and your children after you.
我们一定要了解神要我们做的事。
We must clearly know what God wants us to do.
有时候虽然我们会觉得说这样子很好。
Sometimes we might think that this is good.
但是在神的家不是我们认为很好就可以做。
But in the house of God, we can't do anything or everything that we think is good.
我们一定要去想到神是不是要我们这样做。
We have to remember, is it something that God wants us to do?
今天很多事情我们都会很习惯的用世界的方式来在教会里面做事了。
And so today as a habit, we often do things in church as we would in the society.
你就想今天神要我们其实是要去服侍他的。
But today God wants us to serve him.
我们今天弟兄姐妹蒙神的祝福啊。
Today when all the brothers and sisters are blessed by God.
我们现在有工作，在这个经济不好的时候，我们有工作，我们感谢主。
Even in time of bad economy, we still have a job. We give thanks to God.
那我们有工作，我们就可以有收入，就可以有奉献。
When we have a job, we can have income and we can make offerings.
是的，我们应该要感谢神啊！因为我们知道这是从神来的祝福。
It's true that we need to give thanks to God because this is a blessing from God.
那当我们在奉献给神的时候，我们其实神在意的是我们的什么？是我们的钱，还是我们的心呢？
When we make offering to God, what does God care about more? Is it our money or our hearts?
今天教会是我们弟兄姐妹大家来这里敬拜神，来服侍神的地方。
Today, church is a place where we all come together to worship and serve God.
我们要用行神眼中看为正的事，跟我们认为人自己认为对的事，我们两个来比较一下。
We need to make a comparison between what is right in the eyes of God and what is right in the eyes of men.
神的原则是我们要感谢神。
God's principle is that we need to give thanks to God.
那所以我们会奉献。
And that's why we make offering.
这个是对一般的社会也是这样子，他们也是认为应该是这样子。
And even to the people in the society, they think this is the right thing to do.
但是现在在神的家来说，因为教会是众人共同有的。
Because the house of God is something that's owned by everyone.
如果是我们人认为对的事啊，
So if it's something that we think is right as a man.
比如说今天教会我们需要打扫要清洁。
For an example, if we need to clean the church today.
有很多事情我们需要维护了。
Or there are a lot of things that we need to maintain.
我们也可以说，那我们现在去请这个清洁公司来做。
We can say that let's hire a cleaning company to clean the church.
我们就花请最好的人来打扫。
And we hire the best,
最专业的了,
the most professional team to come and clean.
让每一件事情都干干净净的, 我们只要把钱花下去都没问题。
And if, as long as we're willing to spend the money, everything will be handled perfectly.
那一样从清洁的角度来说是一样可以很干净啊, 每一个事情都做得井然有序吗?
From the clean perspective, everything will be cleaned and will be nice and neat.
我只要有钱，我花钱就没问题。
And if I have the money, as long as I spend the money, things will be taken care of.
但是这可能不是神的方法了。
But perhaps this is not God's way.
为什么？
Why?
因为神的家，神是要我们去服侍的。
Because in the house of God, God wants us to serve Him.
就好像今天这个约柜用新车载很简单啊。
It's just like the ark. It's very easy to carry the ark with a cart.
你们那个祭司立位的没有一个人需要这样扛约柜是很重的。
Because ark is heavy, then there's no Levites that need to carry the ark.
可以用最好的车子。
They can use the best cart.
对不对？ 那这样子每一个人都很轻松啊。
Then they would make the work very easy for everyone.
但是神他现在的方式一开始就是要用祭司指定人去抬。
But from the beginning, God's way is to use the priest to carry the ark.
这个叫做服侍。
And this is serving God.
这个在抬的时候，这几个抬的人一定要一起做的。
Because when they carry the ark, they need to work together.
而且这抬的人一定要同心同步。
And they have to be at the same walk at the same pace and to have the same heart.
所以他就不会脚失前蹄，在这个四个人在抬人。 同行的时候绝对不会跌倒。
When the four people work together as one, then they will not stumble and they won't fall.
所以他们在做的时候，其实在训练这些祭司立位人，他们顺服神的法则，一起同心合一的服侍他们所服侍这个值得敬畏的神。
As they're serving and carrying the ark, God has teach them to work together to serve Him.
那我们今天，你看，我们今天服侍神，从服侍神的角度来看。
So today, from the perspective of servitude.
我们今天也可以用钱请人来打扫教会了。We
can spend the money and hire someone to clean the chapel.
跟我们大家弟兄姐妹一起来做的时候有什么不一样？
But why is it different from all of us working together and clean together? What is it that God wants?
神要的是我们服侍的心。
What God wants is our servitude.
所以其实我们的教会，我们的那个每一件工作，神要的是我们在服侍当中能够真的体验到神的恩典，以及神。 他所要我们去服侍他的那个原则。
And every work we do, every ministry that we do, God wants us to experience Him as we do the holy work and His principles.
所以其实你看我们今天不管是煮饭、打扫，不管做任何的工作，我们都需要弟兄姐妹一起参与的。
And so today, no matter whether it's cleaning or cooking or everything, we need to work together.
我们在服侍神的当中，用神的方式去做，我们一定是信仰成长，而且我们的教会里面蒙福。
And if we do according to God's way, then our faith will grow and our church will be blessed.
因为最后那个大卫啊，他后来后悔了。
Because David at the end regretted.
他后来发现，哇，这个约柜被送到俄贝东家，哇，他们家里蒙福啊。
Because he realized that when the park was at the house of Obi-Edom, the house was blessed by God.
他就想，那现在我要把这个福气拿回来啊。And
now he wants to bring the blessing back to the city.
那拿回来呢，他就按照神的方式，他这一次已经学乖了。And
so this time he learned his lesson.
所以历代志上第十五章。In
1 Chronicles chapter 15.
历代志上十五章。
1 Chronicles chapter 15.
现在大卫要把约柜再一次的从俄贝东回到，把它运回来耶路撒冷。
And David once again tried to bring the ark back from Obi-Edom back to Jerusalem.
他现在就不再是去找那些军队的首领、千夫长、百夫长来讨论了。
Now this time he no longer consulted with the commanders.
他现在去找谁来问呢？
This time who did he confer with?
看第15章第11节。
Let's turn to 15 verse 11.
第15章11节。
15 verse 11.
大卫将祭司撒都和亚比他、亚他，并利未人。 这些人呢，哦，这一串的名字招来了。And
David now summoned Zodak and Abiathar the priest and other Levites.
好，第十二节。Verse
12。对他们说：“你们是利未人的族长，你们和你们的弟兄应当自洁，好将神主以色列神的约柜抬到我所预备的地方来。”
十三节。
13。
因为你们先前没有抬这约柜，按定力求问主我们的神，所以他刑罚我们。第十四节。
14。
于是祭司利未人自洁，好将主以色列神的约柜抬上来。15。
15。
利未子孙就用杠，用杠抬，肩抬神的约柜，是照以主借摩西所吩咐的。我们看到这里这一段圣经所描述的，现在大卫他已经得到教训了。
And this passage shows us that David learned his lesson.
现在他去找祭司利未人来商量。
Now he confers with the Levites and the priests.
因为现在是要做神的事情，一定要有神的法则。
Because now they're doing holy work, so they need to have the laws of God.
第一件事情要他们先自洁，先洁净自己。
First, they need to consecrate themselves.
这个是其实就是服侍神的。神当初要求的第一个原则，这个服侍人一定要圣洁。
This is the first principle in serving God, that anyone that serves God must be holy.
然后这个约柜用抬的抬回来。
And this ark must be carried back on the shoulders.
最后我们就看到那个把约柜运回来的时候，真的全程欢乐。
And at the end, we can see that as they bring the ark back to Jerusalem, they were all very joyous.
他现在用神的方式来服侍神。
Now he served God according to God's ways.
就蒙神喜悦。
Now this was pleasing to God.
所以我们今天呢，从这段圣经看到，我们今天不管做什么事情，都要了解神要我们所做的，神的心意在哪里。
So today we learn that no matter what we do, we need to first understand what is God's heart, what's God's will.
我们一定不要用自己以为正的方法来服侍神。
We should not do things that we see fit.
我们今天弟兄姐妹如果一起用这个原则来教会里面服侍啊。
So today, if all the brothers and sisters can serve and work for God together with this principle in mind,
我们每一个人一定会更敬畏神。
Then all of us will be even more will honor God even more.
每一个家庭，整个教会都大大的蒙神祝福。
Then every family and the entire church will be greatly blessed by God.
那我们的服事就验证我们的服事是神所喜悦的，我们的教会真的是神的家。
And that will show that our serving, our ministry is pleasing to God, and God will bless our families.
愿神祝福我们。
And may God bless all of us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
283首。
283。